B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Ma'itkot and Daf Chof Gimel. We're going to start three lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis, continuing the halachas of mourning. Al chacham choylet miyamin. And the concept of this choylet we've already seen on Daf Chof Beis earlier on, that there was a custom, and one of the halachas of Avelus is that they would bare their shoulders, they would reveal their shoulders. So when a sage passes away, choylet miyamin, then typically they would bare their right shoulder. Al-Av Beis Din, if the leader of the Beis Din, the one that's been given the position and been appointed to give the rulings in the town, then Mismail, they would reveal their left shoulder. Al-Nosi, but for a Nosi, which is even higher than that, Mikan or Mikan, both shoulders. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbonon. Chocham Shemes, when a sage passes away, Beis Medroshoi, his Beis HaMedrash, which Rashi explains here, is those people who were used to hearing Torah from him, bottle, they cancel the sessions there, the sessions cease there, as an act of mourning. Av Beis Din Shemes, when the leader of the Beis Din, of the court, passes away, Kol Bote Medroshoi Shebeirei Betelim, then all those Bote Medrash in his whole town, they cancel their sessions. V'nichnosim lebeis haknesses, and people going to shul, they still daven in shul. U'meshanin es mekoymon, but they change their places. Hayoshim b'tzofrin, those that were used to sitting in the north, Yoshim b'dorim will sit on the south, and Hayoshim b'dorim, Yoshim b'tzofrin, those from the south will move to the north. Nosi shemes, when a nosi passes away, bote midrashos kulam b'teilim. All the bote midrashos, all together, it seems not only in his place, but everywhere, they cease their sessions. Ubnei haknesses nichnosim lebeis haknesses, and those who are used to going to shul, they go to shul. V'koyrim shivo, if it's Shabbos, then they do just the kriyas ha-Torah. If it's during the week, Mondays and Thursdays, it's just three aliyos. On Shabbos, it's sheva. They call up seven people to the Torah. V'yotzim, and they actually leave the shul and do not daven together in the shul. Every person davens individually in his own home. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho Emir, Lo yishayelchu v'yitaylu bashuk. The intention is not that they should just leave the shul and go and stroll around in the marketplaces and in the streets. Elo yishim, they should stay at home and sit v'doymin and just be silent because of the tragedy that's happened, that the Nosi's passed away. V'ein oimrim shmua, another halacha that one does not say any teachings, v'agoda, b'beis ha'ovel, or any Torah, even agoda, in the home where they are sitting shiva. And there's a discussion here. Why? How does this coincide with what we saw before, that one's not allowed to learn Torah during whilst in mourning during the shiva? So this might be talking about Shabbos. It might be talking about those things that should be able and be allowed to be learned. But either way, that's what it says here. That Eino Imrim Shmua V'Agada Bebeis Ha'Ovel. Omro Lo V'Al Reb Chananya Ben Gamliel Shehoya Oimer Shmua V'Agada Bebeis Ha'Ovel. That he would say in the home of an ovel, he would say some divrei Torah. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. Ovel Shabbos Rishayno, the first week of mourning, in a yotze mipesach beis, so he doesn't leave his home. Shniel, the second week, yotze, he's allowed to leave his home. Ve'in a yeshuv b'mekoymei, but in the shul he doesn't sit in his regular place. Shlish is the third week, yeshuv b'mekoymei, he can sit in his regular place. Ve'in a medaber, but he's not as talkative as he normally would be. Revi is the fourth week, which is just after the end of the third week. Harehu k'chol adam, then he's like all other people. He goes back to business as usual. He can sit on his place and express himself and talk as he normally would have. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, it's not probable that this quote, that the first week they would have to say, you're not allowed to go out, an oval is not allowed to go out of his house. Why would it be necessary to say that? Because everybody was coming to his house in order to console him, then it goes without saying that he can't leave the house. So why would they have to tell it to us? So it must be that we have to learn this a bit differently. Elo as follows. The first week, of course, he stays home. Everyone's coming to his home to offer him words of condolences. Elo shnia, the second week, eino yetzim pesach beisoy. He should not leave his home at all. The second week, where people are not coming to be menachem him anymore, nonetheless, he shouldn't leave his home. Shlishi is the third week. Yetzav ein yeshuv b'mekoyma. He can go to shul but not sit on his regular place. Revius yeshuv b'mekoyma ve'ina medaber. The fourth week, he goes back to his place but isn't as talkative as he used to be. Chamishis, and the fifth week, only then harayu kachol adam. He's like all other regular people and business as usual. Continues the Gemara Tana Rabbanon. Kol shleishim yoim l'nisuin, which means that during shleishim, a person is not allowed to, he's not allowed to get married. And the term used here is nisuin. We've discussed this previously, that in biblical terms and in Torah terms, what we call engagement is not really the beginning of the marriage. The marriage in biblical terms has two parts, has the kiddushin done first, and which makes her into an eishes ish, but they're not yet allowed to have relations, etc. But nisuin is the final part of the chasna, and after that they are a couple for everything. The relationship is established for all halachas. It says here that for in the first 30 days, a person in mourning, in most cases, we'll soon see, l'nisuin, he's not allowed to do the nisuin. If he's allowed to do the erusin, what we call the kiddushin, that's a different issue, which is not here now. Meisa ishtai, if somebody's wife passed away, then osur lisa isha cheres, he's not allowed to marry another wife, al sheyavro lof shlosha regolim, until three yomim tovim have passed, he's not allowed to get married. And there's a discussion here in the Mefarashim what the issue is. Is it because of the mourning period that he needs? Is it because in order that to clear his mind and make space for another wife? Whatever it is, the Gemara here doesn't tell us, Rashi doesn't discuss it, we don't need to go into it now, but it's the Rabbi Huda, that, but it's three regolim. Rabbi Huda Aymir, Rabbi Huda says, regel rishon v'sheini osur. Before the first and before the second Yom Tov, he's not allowed to get married. Shlishi mutar, but he's allowed to get married before the third Yom Tov. Ve'mein loibonim, somebody who doesn't yet have children, mutar lisa le'alto, he's allowed to do the nisuin and get married immediately. Mishum bitl pre'avrivya, because there's a mitzvah to have children and he hasn't done that mitzvah yet, he doesn't need to delay. Hinicha loibonim ktanim, what happens if a previous wife has left him with children, and these children are young and need, so to speak, a mother, need a woman to look after them, then mutar lisa le'alter, he's allowed to get married immediately, mipnei parnasasam, in order that the children should have the care that they need and deserve. Ma'isa, there's an incident, shameisa ishtei shel Yosef HaKoyen, v'omar la'achoisa b'beis HaKvaros, that the wife of Yosef HaKoyen passed away, and her sister, who was not yet married, who was not married at the time, and this Yosef HaKoyen told her in the cemetery, after he was burying his wife, says Lechi upernasias bnei achoseich, go and take care for the children of your sister, which was his own children, and he intended to marry her. Vafal pikein loibola elolizma meruba, but he didn't actually start. He didn't have relations with her, and he didn't actually do the nisuin until a while later. Mailizman Maruba, how much later? What time did he have to wait for? Omer of Papa Lacha Shleshim Yom, he had to wait till the end of the Shleshim. Continues the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon. Kol Shleshim Yom Legihutz. Freshly pressed clothes are not allowed to be worn during the Shleshim. Echot Kelim Chadoshim, irrespective of whether they are new clothes, Ve'echot Kelim Yeshonim, or if they are old clothes, if they've been freshly pressed, one's not allowed to wear, an oval's not allowed to wear them. Yoitzim mitoich hamichbosh, if they've just come out of the press, you're not allowed to wear them, irrespective of whether they are new or old clothes. Rebbe Oimir, Rebbe says le'osru elo kelim chadoshim bilvad. Rebbe says it's only new garments that we have this issue. Old garments, then that's okay. He's allowed to wear them. Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon Oimir le'osru elo kelim chadoshim levonim bilvad. This restriction is not only just on new clothes, but even the new clothes, it's only the white clothes. They are the ones that we have this restriction. But if they're either not new clothes, irrespective of their color, or they're new clothes, but they're not white, one's allowed to wear them. Abaya, Nofik Abaya would go out during the Shloshim, Begarada, with the hairy part, the hairy section of his clothes were raised, the sarvula of his coat, and it seems that this was not a new cloak, and he went out with it, even though it definitely seems to have the status of having been freshly pressed. And Karebi, because he holds, like Rebbe, that Rebbe or Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, but even Rebbe, that only on new clothes was an issue, and not on old clothes. Rava nofik b'chimutzta rumaisa. Rava would go out with a Roman tunic, sumka chadata. It was new but red. And Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon, the reason he would go out with it during Shleishim is because he rules like Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon, that even a new garment, if it's not a white garment, then there's no issue to go out with it during the Shleishim. Continues the Gemara, and this is now taking us back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Mipnei she'omru Shabbos oile ve'enoi mafsekes." We said that the Shabbos is counted as one of the Shiva days, ve'enoi mafsekes, and does not cut off the Shiva. So as many days as you had, a person started sitting Shiva on Wednesday, then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 3 days. Shabbos is considered day four, even though all or most of the restrictions of Shiva do not apply on Shabbos. And then on Sunday is going to be day five, etc. Says the Gemara. B'nei Yehuda, b'nei Glila, there was a discussion, an argument between the people who lived in Yehuda and the people who lived in the Galil. Hani Omri, those of the B'nei Glila, they said, yesh aveilus b'Shabbos. That regarding certain halachas, the concept of mourning even applies on Shabbos. V'hani, but the people of Bnei Yehuda, Omri, they said, ein avelus b'Shabbos. They said that there's no mourning at all on Shabbos. Manda omar yesh avelus b'Shabbos. What would be the source of, or where did these people take it from, that there is a concept of avelus on Shabbos? Diktoni, because we learned in our Mishnah that oile, we just read that, that Mipnei she'omru Shabbos oile ve'ine mafsekes. What does it mean, Shabbos oile? The Shabbos is included in the Shiva days. How can Shabbos be included if there's no halachas of avelus? There's no mourning. It's not one of the days of mourning. It must be that even on Shabbos there's a certain halachas of mourning. Mando omar ein avelus b'Shabbos. What would be the source of the opinion that says that there's no avelus on Shabbos at all? Diktani ein mafsekes, because it says that Shabbos doesn't cut short the Shiva. If you'd entertain the I thought that there is avelus on Shabbos, hashta avelus naga, if even some of the halachas of avelus, the customs and restrictions of avelus, are kept on Shabbos, if sukim iboya, I don't need you to tell me that Shabbos doesn't cut off the Shiva. Of course it doesn't cut off the Shiva. It's one of the days where we're acting in mourning. So if it says einu mafsekes, it must be that there's an element of chiddushia, that even though there's no avelus on Shabbos, it doesn't cut off the Shiva. It doesn't cut off the days of the avelus, and that is why that would be the source that ein avelus b'Shabbos. So ve'elo hoktoni oilo. The question is, if there's no halachas and restrictions of avelus on Shabbos, what does it mean that it's oilo, that Shabbos is included in the Shiva days? What makes a Shabbos with no mourning into a Shiva day? Says the Gemara, you're right. Because the Mishnah, when it speaks about Yom Tov, wanted to say Einon Oilim, that the Yom Tov days are not included in the Shiva days, then when it talks about Shabbos, it mentions that it is included. But of course, it goes without saying, and there's no reason in the world that it shouldn't be included if there's Avelus on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, because regarding Yom Tov, the Mishnah wanted to tell us that the Yom Tov days are not included in the Shiva days, it says also, by the way, that on Shabbos is included in the Shiva days. But not that there's any halachas that of Avelus on Shabbos, it's just to conform with the theme of the Mishnah, but of course there's no Avelus whatsoever, and therefore, for all intents and purposes, it's not included as a Shiva day, but it just uses that term because of the theme of the Sefer. Says the Gemara, Laman d'Oma yesh Avelus b'Shabbos, according to the opinion that there are some restrictions of Avelus on Shabbos, Hoktoni einu mafsekes. If there are restrictions of Avelus on Shabbos, why does the Mishnah have to tell us that Shabbos doesn't cut off the Shiva days? Of course it doesn't cut off the Shiva days. It's one of the days that you actually have halachas and restrictions of Shiva. Says the Gemara, Mishum d'Kaboy lemisna sefer. Because regarding Yom Tov, the Mishnah told us, Mafsikin, that Yom Tov does cut off the Shiva days. Tana Reisha, therefore, in order to conform with the formula of the Mishnah, it says in the Reisha, by Shabbos also, Eino Mafsekes, that it doesn't cut off the Shiva days. But the truth is, it didn't need to say it, because you can take it for granted that it doesn't cut off the Shiva days, because Yesh Avelus b'Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Leimu Ketanoi, can we suggest that whether there is or isn't Avelus on Shabbos is actually a Machloikas Tanoim? It's not just a Machloikas between the Bnei Yehuda and Bnei Glila, it's a Machloikas Tanoim. Why? Because we learned Misha Meisei Mutelefonov. And this is the halachas of oinin. And oinin is somebody who's a close relative has passed away and is still before the burial. And there's different halachas of oinin to the regular shiva. So what does it say? Misha meisei muta lefonav. A person who his deceased relative is still lying before him is not yet been buried. Oichel b'bayis achir. Then he should eat in a different home, in a different room. He shouldn't eat just next to the corpse. Ein lo bayis achir. If he hasn't got anywhere else to eat, it doesn't have another home. Oichel b'bayis chaveri. If he doesn't have another home of his own, he should go and eat in his friend's home. Ein lo bayis chaveri. He hasn't got a friend's home to go to. He should make a separation of 10 tvachim between him and the nifter and then eat. If he's got no way of making a partition like that, he should turn away from the nifter, from the mace, and eat. He shouldn't recline whilst and eat. He shouldn't eat meat. He shouldn't drink wine. He doesn't make a bracha. Vein mezamein, he doesn't join in zimun, which we learned about in Maseches Brachos, when three people eat together, Birchas Hamazon is done in the form of zimun. Vein mevarchin olov, and others don't make a bracha to be made to him. Vein mezamein olov, and others don't include him into zimun. Upotur mekriyas shema, minatfila, minatfilin, and he's exempt from shema, tfila, and tfilin. Umikol mitzvos hamuris b'teira, and from all the mitzvahs in the Torah, he's exempt of all of them. And these halachas are unique to oinin. This is not the halachas of a regular shiva. Uba Shabbos. What happens if he's an oinin on Shabbos? And on Shabbos, he cannot actually tend to the needs. He's not required to, and he's not able to tend to the needs of the person who passed away. Mesa v'oichel. He's allowed to recline and eat. V'oichel bosor. He's allowed to eat meat. V'shoytze yayin. Drink wine. V'vorich. And make brochas. V'mezamin. And to lead the zimun. V'vorichin. And they can remite him, and they can do a zimun relying and including him. V'chayiv b'kriya shema u'b'tfila, and he's chayiv with shema and tfila. It does say here tfilin, but that's very interesting, and the Mefarshim discussed that because there is no tfilin on Shabbos. U'b'chol mitzvos amuris b'teira, and he's chayiv in all the mitzvos of Teira, which means that the status of oinein hardly applies on Shabbos. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer. Rabbi Gamliel argued and said, "Mitoich shen is chayev ba'elu, because he's chayev, if on Shabbos, even as an oinin, he's chayev with Shema, Tfila, and Kol HaMitzvois, nischayev b'kulon, nischayev with all of them." I have to know what that means. I don't understand. The Tanakhama said, "He's chayev b'kol HaMitzvois." Comes Rabbi Gamliel and says, "If he's chayev on those mitzvahs, he's chayev on all of them." What's the argument? It seems that Rabbi Gamliel says that something is chayev that the Tanakhama say are not chayev. What would that be? Rabbi Yechon explains, Tashmish Hamito Ika Binayu, something which is done only in private marital relations, that is the difference between them. That what? My love, Bahaka Miflugi. Can we not assume that the following is the reasoning behind the Machlekas? The Marasova, the Tanakama hold Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos. The Tanakama just say, you chayev b'chol ha-mitzvois. But there's something that you're not chayev. Maybe even also, there's a discussion in the Mefarshim here where the osur mutter, permitted and prohibited, comes into chayev, whether you're required or exempt. But we're not going to go into that now. Marasova yesh avelus b'Shabbos. The Tanakhama say that the concept of avelus still applies on Shabbos. And therefore, an oinin on Shabbos, he's chayev with all the mitzvahs, but not marital relations, which is done in private. And even on Shabbos it applies. Umar Sova and Rabbi Gamliel added on and says that Kashem Shen is Chayiv Be'ilu, and the same as Yochayiv with Shema, Tfila, and Kol HaMitzvos Amuris Bateira. However, the halachas of Avelos, which are done in private, in a person's private bedroom, marital relations, he says there, he's Chayiv to do that as well. However, we understand the Chiyuvim, we'll be learning about that more later on in Shas. But he holds, Ein Avelos B'Shabbos. He says that, according to Rabbi Gamliel, there's no Avelus at all. So we see here, it seems to be that the argument regarding an Oinein on Shabbos is a machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Gamliel, whether Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos, Ein Avelus B'Shabbos. That's exactly a machlokes Tanoim in what we're discussing here. Says the Gemara Mimai. No, it's not necessarily. Dilma could be Adkan Leuka Omar Tanakam. It could be the Tanakam who say that one's not allowed to have marital relations on as an Oinein on Shabbos. It's Hossam Elamashum Demesei Mutelefonov. It could be it's only because he's an Oinein. But that doesn't mean that the Avelis of Shiva applies in any which way on Shabbos. Maybe it's just, it's more extreme, it's more intense because he's an oinin and the deceased person is here in front of him needing to be taken attention of. Aval hocha, but on a regular, what we're discussing, yesh avelis b'shabbos, ein avelis b'shabbos, which is shiva, it's after the burial. Dein meisei mutzel lefon of, the deceased is not in front of him to take care of. Loi, it could be over there. Even the Tanakhama agrees marital relations is chayev or mutter. And also, v'ad kan loi komer Rabbi Gamliel, it could be. On the flip side of the coin is that Rabbi Gamliel himself, who says that as an oinin, he's allowed to have marital relations, it's hosom, maybe it's there, dakati loi chalavelu saler, because there are certain leniencies that oinin has that shiva doesn't have, because the shiva hasn't actually started. There are some halachas of mourning that do not apply to an oval because the burial hasn't been done yet. So in that case, Rabbi Gamliel says it's an oinin, the mourning period hasn't yet started, it's Shabbos, so you're chayev to do it, to have marital relations. It's mutter to have marital relations. Aval hocha, but in the case of regular avelus, that the halachas of mourning have kicked in their whole intensity, the chol avelus aleo, he's already required to, with all the halachas of avelus, hochanami, maybe Rabbi Gamliel will agree that marital relations is asa. So whichever way you hold it, the machlekes Tanakam and Rabbi Gamliel, where the marital relations is allowed on Shabbos as an oinon, would not be an indicator as to what they hold on the regular Shabbos in the middle of Shiva, whether any of the halachos of Avelis apply. Continues the Gemara, boy mini, Rabbi Yochanan mishmuel. Rabbi Yochanan now asks Shmuel, yesh Avelis b'Shabbos or ein Avelis b'Shabbos? What's the halacha? Are those halachas, and it's not exactly so clear what the discussion is, yesh avelis b'shabbos, what are the ramifications of that? So Tosfos discusses that and says that it's dvorim shebetzina, like marital relations and a few other details, but the question is, what's now the halacha? Yesh avelis b'shabbos or ein avelis b'shabbos? Omer leisu Shmuel, answer to Rabbi Yochanan, ein avelis b'shabbos, there is no avelis on Shabbos at all. Yosef Rabbonon Kameder of Papa, the Chachomim was sitting before of Papa, Ukomrim Shmei de Shmuel, and they said in the name of Shmuel, Ovil, Sheshimish Mitose Bimei Avele, somebody who's in mourning, who had marital relations whilst he was in mourning, Chayev Misa. He's Chayev Misa B'dei Shemaim, he's going to be very severely punished by Hashem. Omle of Papa. Rav Papa said, Osur Itzmer. It's true that Osa, it says you're not allowed to be Meshamish Mitose during the Shiva. Okay, but to go as far as to say that it's got such a stringent punishment, that Rav Papa didn't say. Or Meshmeid Rabbi Yochanan Omar, it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And not only that, says Rav Papa, Umeshmeid Rabbi Yochanan Itmar. You quoted this in the name of Shmuel, it wasn't Shmuel, it was actually Rabbi Yochanan. V'ishmielechu, Meshmeid de Shmuel, and if you heard something in the name of Shmuel, Hochashmielechu, I'll tell you what Shmuel did say. Omar of Tachlifa bar Avdimi Omar Shmuel, it was said in the name of Shmuel that Ovil Shalai Pora, an Ovil that cuts his hair, he doesn't let his hair grow long, Vishalai Pirim, and he didn't rent his garments, Chayev Misa. He's the one who's Chayev Misa, Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, in the Chumash, Roshechem Al Tifro, Ubigdechem Loi Tifroimu. This was said when Hashem said to Aaron HaKohen and to Elozo and Isamar, who are in mourning for their brothers Nadav and Avihu that passed away, Hashem said, unlike other people in mourning, you should not tear your clothes and you should not let your hair grow long. And then it continues, v'lo yisamusu, and then you won't die. Because if you do those things as kohenim, then it's punishable by death. So the Gemara says, we can deduce from here, ha achir, sheloi pora v'sheloi pirim, but a different oval, who's not in the bracket of Aaron and Elozo and Isamar, if they refrain from letting their hair grow and renting their clothes, chayev misa, then they could be punishable by death from Shemaim, and that's what Shmuel's learnt out from this pasuk. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rafram Bar Papa, Tona Be'evil Rabosi, we learnt in a braisa called Evil Rabosi, Ovil Osa Deshamish Mitose Bime Evloi, during the week of Shiva, an Ovil is not allowed to have marital relations. Omaisa Be'echot Sheshimish Mitose Bime Evloi, there was somebody who actually did have marital relations whilst he was in mourning, v'shomtu chazerim es kviyosoi, and a swine came, and the chazer came, and snatched away his corpse. Rashi's got a second explanation here, but he was very severely violated, but his corpse was violated by these animals as a punishment for the fact that he had marital relations whilst he was in mourning. And Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.